And we're back with Worship Factory at KPLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryant with Monique Donnelly and the absentee Rod Schreckengaus, which is out on his 35th wedding anniversary. Again, happy wedding anniversary to you guys. 35 years, Rod and Annie, little Annie Schreckengaus. But we are also, now this is our supposed segment of the show, which is with John and Mariana Muzzi.
The fun part.
And we're going to carry it on with Mike Hickerson from Mission Church in Ventura, California. You know, and those of you that are wondering, what has this got to do with creativity? Well, churches definitely have to play creativity every single week. I mean, it's not something you just go preach anymore. You actually literally have to come in. You have to bring it to the plate, as they say. You got to bring
it. Reel them in.
So it's a privilege having you again to sit in with us, Mike. Really is.
Absolutely. Honored to be here.
Yeah. And for those of you that don't know, Mike Hickerson actually has a background in student ministry.
Yeah, I love students. So the next generation, I've spent most of my life serving and ministering to and being a pastor, leading and teaching teams. I've led that.
How long have you had experience in that?
I started when I was 17. So I've roughly 17 years. For you math magicians that are listening, you'll know that I'm 34. So.
And what called you to actually get started in that?
Well, I went to school, and I always kind of been called to this next generation, even as I just kind of, Christ rescued me, and I always felt like that's what I was being called into. I had no clue what that meant, and I just knew that I was supposed to do. So I went to a Bible college, and had my head, learned a lot about the Bible, learned a lot about God's Word, learned a lot about who God had made me to be, and then I'd always loved the next generation. I thought I was going to do that for the rest of my life, actually.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
What do you, out of curiosity, what do you recommend to someone? Because I'm teetering because I'm really good helping people. Like, I love talking and helping.
I told him
people.
He should be a youth pastor.
Yeah, and Monique's trying to push me to get into youth pastoring. And so.
Yeah, what I would do, I mean, number one, I get that question. I would always just say, you got to love God. Yeah,
amen.
Just, first and foremost, like,
yep,
if he is not everything, if he's not everything, then if he doesn't define you, if he's not the center of your life, then whatever you do is not gonna matter. You're going to be working for the wrong reasons. So
right,
I would say love God first, and then I would say volunteer. Like, you got to get engaged in students' lives right now.
Good call.
Before you ever, you know, think through, like, maybe this is something I would be called into as leading. You need to be able to serve and be a volunteer at it first. So that's two easy steps I would say first.
Oh, pretty cool.
Did you go to seminary? What did you do?
Yeah, I went to a Bible college in Joplin, Missouri, of all places, called Ozark Christian College.
Nice. That's where you met your team, right?
Yeah, actually, Jen and TD, who are part of our team, hadn't even started dating yet. I was in class with Jen, and TD was one of my good friends there.
Speaking of creativity, she's really creative.
Yeah, she's
TD's
spoken
wife.
Word. Yeah, she's a really spoken word. She's a great
that
writer.
That girl can rap.
She can. So, and my wife actually is a great rapper, too. So
that's awesome.
Them together,
no
it's dangerous.
Way.
I think
it's
we need
dangerous.
To have you all back for a little rapping
There's a
session.
Theme here. There's
Yes,
theme,
I can clearly see it.
Yeah. See, that wouldn't be it. That's good.
That's as far as I can go in my rapping skills. No.
Seriously, I want to hear you rap.
Do you really?
Go.
Not right now. You put me on the spot. You're going to make me.
Yeah,
I'm turning
you put
red.
Me on the spot. I'm trying to hit you back.
He's suddenly got a little tickle in his throat.
Sorry.
Nice. He's getting sick. It's stage fright. That's what I think is what it is.
Yeah, later.
I got a question for you. What is the one thing in student ministry, what's that one thing that people our age struggle with the most, you think?
Well, there's a lot that people struggle, I think, our age. But I think it all comes back to identity. Mm-hmm. Comes back to what defines them. So if it's anything other than Christ defining you, then you're going to seek after what it's the scale that defines you, the mirror that defines you, you know, the salary that defines you, your accomplishments that define you, the relationship that defines you. If anything else defines you other than Christ, then you get all jacked up.
Do you ever see that with creative people like actors or singers?
Well, I think our biggest strengths can have all of them have a shadow side. So, yeah. You know, the biggest strengths of, you know, strengths of creative is that they love to be able to have their art or their whatever there is that they're good at for people to see.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can lean to wanting to be able to please people. And that's a shadow side.
I see that a lot with some actors that I know where the role starts to define them. Because storytelling, that's basically what it is when it comes to acting.
Right.
And so you sort of, the story becomes to define you rather than you defining who you are.
Absolutely.
And setting down that's why sometimes a lot of actors think, oh, it's all okay. Everything's fair game because I'm telling a story. It's not me.
And then they always get into performance mode, even when they're getting into the real mode, and so they forget who the real them is because they're always in performance mode.
Yeah, exactly. And then you kind of have
like Heath Ledger. I mean, you know, it's sad cases like that where they just continue to be in that role.
Yeah,
it's not to say that it's wrong. I mean, for me as an actor, that I don't I'm not saying that method acting is wrong at all.
No.
But that, to me personally, there's a point where you kind of have to put a line between you as who you are and what you do as your work. Yeah. And or else you lose sight of.
Yeah, I would always say what you do does not equal who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, goes back to identity for our generation.
It does. So. And it goes back to creative people as well, because for a singer, who they are is usually a definition of what they do, but it's not supposed to be like that.
Absolutely.
And you are listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Monique Donnelly with Mr. Schreckengoust out this week. He will be back next week, and we are listening to John and Marianne in the Exposed segment with Mike Hickerson, Pastor Mike Hickerson of the Mission Church in Ventura. So if you're out in Ventura anytime, or if you're living in Ventura and you need to look for a church, or you're looking for a church, or even if you're another church and you want to find a new church, you're more than welcome to come to Mission Church over there, 9:30 on Sundays at Mission Church in Ventura with Pastor Mike Hickerson. You know, Mike, we've been talking about all of that. As far as young people, that's the most precious time to reach them. I mean, besides young kids, college is, you know, definitely at an age where they've got that teeter-totter going on, because they can definitely, now they're legally able to do whatever they want to do.
I can do what I want.
Can do,
and you get that college try. You know,
anything
as far
as that
goes. You're good.
And so what's happening within the college? You know, I'd love to know more about what's happening within the college work as far as from a pastoral perspective of what's happening, because that's been an aggressive way to really reach those college kids.
Yeah, I think college students are some of the fertile ground of being able to, you know, take, you know, Christ to them, because it's so needed, because that's some of the decisions in your life that can wreck the future of your life happen in college, for good or for bad. You know, mm-hmm. the direction of your life is shaped, like who you're going to marry usually is shaped inside the college environment, kind of the people that you're going after. So I would say that window is so important. But the hard part is most students are going into college and just saying, you know what, I'm going to put my faith on my shelf and just do whatever I want to. It's a tough season right now.
It's a testing, for sure, a testing season where you're away from your family
and
you're like, okay, who am I?
You know what it
Where's
is,
my faith?
Too? It is the time where you're most interacting with people who are not of your type, who are not Christians, or, you know.
So if you just kind of grow up and don't have that grounding, and all of a sudden, you know, you're just going to get tossed every which way because you've got some great relationship. Yeah.
Here you go. We're going to put you in a whole bunch of...
Which, you know, just personally... It was scary for me in my college age, being away from my family, because I do love my family. I have a good family. But I, for the first time in my college age, experienced Christ as the rock, because there were so many things that were changing. My living environment, even down to the foods that I were eating, like everything was different. But the thing that was consistent was Christ. And his voice speaking to me was the same thing that I heard at home, that I did at school, at work.
Now, question. What if, let's expand on that. You're done with college, but, you know, you're still in that age, the 18 to 30, let's say, and you start working you're working in a job, let's say creatively, you're an animator and you're now in a studio, and you don't have those people around you, that Christian.
Yeah, that Christian base. Well, plus with Monique's cases, you know, she went to Azusa Pacific. So
the Cougar.
Yeah, so you know, the college you went to was founded on Christ,
yes,
you know, and there's a lot of kids that don't have that. There's a lot of kids.
But
that
there's
don't
nothing vote. Wrong with UCLA.
Yeah, exactly. Or Notre Dame.
Go Bruins!
You don't fight the Irish. I'm from South Bend, Indiana. We're going to go Notre Dame, is what we're going to do.
Boomer Sooner.
To all of our USC viewers, listeners out there, I'm very sorry. Yeah, my heart's taken.
Yeah, I would say, but for you, you know, Monique, you had great roots when you went into school. So that, you know, could have put you in most environments,
and
those roots would have shown up.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't think it makes a difference. Yes, I'm very thankful for my good roots. But I think if Christ shows up in your life and you call out to God, you know, submit yourself unto God, resist the devil, he will flee. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. It's a promise that he said.
Absolutely.
Makes,
you know, you don't have to go to a Christian college in order
Shocker.
To.
Shocker. That's true. You don't have to. So.
But God will show up, and God will be your strength. Just keep reading that word, hiding it in your heart, and he's going to get you through those awkward, weird times.
Yep.
Now, when you're working in a creative environment, it doesn't mean that you have to always be sort of like, oh, today is my job to convert Joe Schmo from cubicle so-and-so.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say maybe that's not even the wisest way. I think our job is to show up and be a representation of Christ in everything that we do.
Amen.
And let that example
Preach.
And your action and words speak into that. And you earn the right relationally to have the conversation eventually.
That's true. Yeah, because not everybody's going to listen to you if you end up hey, how are you doing? My name's so-and-so. Have you got Christ in your heart
it's
yet?
It's that whole, and I say it all the time, but it's, you know, they will know we are Christians by our...
Good looks.
Love.
Love. Ah, gotcha. Gotcha.
And you're listening to Worship Factory, the Exposed segment on 99.5 KKLA. We have Mike Hickerson here with us, who has been totally, totally awesome and gnarly. I'm trying to
Even though he hasn't rapped for us
trying
yet.
To use Ventura
Whatever.
Lingo.
Much later. Much later.
Later. That's the bonus section that you can go online on worshipfactory.net. Nice little plug there.
Well, we have just a little bit of time, and I personally want to know, what would, if you give one key advice to a creative person that is, even if they don't necessarily know God, just a creative
that pithy
person,
nugget.
Yeah.
That's our age group. What would you say?
I would say to, and I'm going to use a churchy word, but I don't mean it in a churchy way, that you've got to steward your gift. Like, it is not yours. It was given to you. And so you've got to use it for the betterment of everyone. Yeah, use your gift to serve people, to better our culture, to and don't be proud or arrogant or constraining around how you're wired and what you've been
right.
given. It's a gift for you to use for the betterment of everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to move people in a positive direction rather than a negative. But thank you so much, Mike, for being with us today.
Honored.
It was very awesome. You are listening to 99.5 Worship Factory, the Exposed section, and please send us email suggestions on Exposed. Our webpage is under construction right now, but we are getting it worked up, and in the meantime, send us what you want to hear. And thanks so much. You guys have a great day. Bye.
And this is Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll see you next week. Get connected, stay connected. Very important.